Two goals from captain Barry Molloy and one each from Patrick McIlhenny and Mark Farran sealed the pass to the quarter-finals for the cup holders. Showing seven changes to the team that was held scoreless by UCD on Friday, City were patchy early on, but they gained control before the break against a Harp side that was missing player-manager Peter Hutton from the centre of its defence. Since Hutton had come back into the team, Harps kept three clean sheets in a row, but their rookie goalkeeper Sean Patton was finally beaten when City grabbed a 37th minute lead. It was Farran who made the play, rounding the goalkeeper before cutting back to Molloy, who emphatically fired to the roof of the net from just inside the box. Harps had competed up to that, but their goose was finally cooked when City struck twice in first half stoppage time. Patrick McIlhenny doubled the advantage as he shot home after bursting in from the left flank, and then Farran steered home from close range with a strike that had more than a hint of offside about it. The goal took the Inish own man onto 110 goals for City, just two behind record holder Liam Coyle. And their industrious finish to the first half had Derry eyeing up the next round, but just for good measure, Molloy thundered a header past Patton after connecting with a Matthew Crossan corner 4 minutes from time to ensure that Harps' wretched derby record continues. It finished at the Brandywell. Derry City 4, Finn Harps 0.